6.
Uma, 6, 6.
It's hard to picture, but 15 years ago, the Taliban held mass hangings and amputations in this same stadium. Today's urban youth are more optimistic. But like Haidari Kawash, they're tired of years of violence.
When I came from home to do practice in here, there are too much fears to do bomb blasters, many dangerous things. So I hope that the new government can and ensure security in all over the country.
With more than 60% of the population under age 25, presidential candidates are pledging jobs and stability to win the votes of youth like these. Fahima Kawoon hosts a popular call-in music show. She says Afghanistan will never return to a time when women and youth were ignored.
When we came here, nowadays, with the 5 years ago, everything is changed. Because on that time, the girl was not working out of the home, and there was less girl work out of home to go to school. But now we see in every place, in every year, work young people.
Not everyone is optimistic about the future. Rahula was a refugee during Taliban times. Then he worked with U.S. forces trying to improve his country. Now he's afraid for his life and is trying to leave again.
All the candidates we have here in Afghanistan, they say that after they win the election, they're going to, change everything. They're going to bring changes, for Afghan people, only for the youth people. They always say that they're going to bring changes for all Afghan people. But I think all they say is just a dream.
Fred Kagan of the American Enterprise Institute in Washington says no one candidate will control the youth vote.
I think it's not yet clear how important the youth vote will be in Afghanistan. It depends on how many young people actually come out to vote and who they vote for. I don't think that you should expect any one candidate to get to dominate the youth market. I expect that they will split.
Young business and political voices here say it's not so much about who wins, but whether they win legitimately. Fahim Toki, CEO of an IT solutions company and active on Facebook, says today's youth are willing to fight for that.
If the election result is corrupted, I think the youths will go to the streets, and just there will be very, very huge number of protesters on the streets in every provinces of Afghanistan.
Although politicized urban youth are still fairly small in numbers in Afghanistan, they believe their reach through media makes them influential. This election gives them a chance to prove it. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.